Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. Are the sodomites on the attack? No question about it. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. I mean, the news that these people are making, if you want to call them that, God calls these people that make the choice to commit the act of sodomy an abomination. You're seeing their acts. Fox, friends, they're continuously trying to play the victim when they're continuously found out without fail as being the predators, the perpetrators of the crime. I'm going to show you some information on that in just a couple of minutes. I'm also going to get over to the fact that Albert Pike rightly said, listen, when the people need a hero, we'll deliver them up. Do you realize that everybody that you know of right now is all bought and paid for? Even when you look at ads, friends, you see who's paying for these ads. They're paying for the airtime, or they're being used as pawns or clowns in the circus of politics, and the world is the stage. If you know who they are, they're probably a part of the problem. They're actors. I know some people think, oh, Bradley, they're not all like that. Well, I'll tell you what, if they're not, they're usually being demonized or polarized by the media, right? We all know this. The fact of the matter is the American people have not figured it out yet in any sense of the word. They have not paid attention to the fact that this corporate world is working with corruption, with governments, and the mainstream media is right there to push the narrative, right? And then we listen to the commercial on the way in and what they call the news on the way in. Folks, have you ever taken the time to listen to the news concerning what's going on over there? This is the new crisis they needed, right? We're always in some sort of crisis so they can continuously tie and tighten that noose around the people because they want control over the people. But are you paying attention to Hamas and Israel and what's going on over there? Isn't it interesting? And again, how telling is this that the government in this country continuously takes our money to fund the side they want you to side with? And notice how it's always picked sides concerning the narrative? Folks, this is craziness. They're using our money. They're promoting a war. Then they're using our money to promote the side that they want you to be on as they wipe out another people. And how many times have we seen, friends, over the decades concerning who the guilty party has been? It's like, hello, I didn't know that we were supposed to have some sort of alliance with these foreign countries, and we're supposed to go aid in Ukraine, and we're supposed to go aid in Israel and all these other countries around the world. Well, who does that profit? I want to tell you what profits. It profits your empirical government. That's what profits. Do you not see what's happening here, America? We don't have any business having any affiliation concerning interaction with these foreign countries. We have no lawful constitutional authority to take American people's money and launder it over to other countries and aiding them in war against other people. What happened to mind our own business? Folks, as a matter of fact, if you look behind the curtain, friends, you're going to see that we are, in fact, the ones inciting many of these wars because they need war. Out of chaos, can we create a new world order? Right? That is what's happening. Just so you're all awake to what's going on. It's not just every once in a while. It's everywhere you look, you're seeing the same people and you're seeing the same message, and they put up a good guy and a bad guy, but the narrative continuously drives right down the center to establish a global order, only to find out the good guys they put up, we find out later on, they're compromised diplomats. They're on the other side. They're on the wrong side of the line, friends. They're on the wrong team. How many times does this need to happen before we catch on to how we're being played? And I could go down a plethora of topics concerning exactly what I'm talking about. Before we get to this, friends, I want to come back on the other side of this break. And I don't know if you've seen this, but Tim just sent this yesterday to me. And it's called Mother Nature, and it's Apple. Okay? And I don't know if you're aware of the fact that, speaking of sodomites, the CEO of Apple, he is a sodomite. He's a God-hater. Okay, he wants to wipe out anything and everything that would dare accuse him of his crimes towards God and man. And I'm talking about Leviticus 18:22. Tim Cook is his name. He's a sick one, folks. And he is the head CEO of Apple. Okay, and I'm going to play a video on the other side of this break. It's called Mother Nature. And again, Tim Brown's Sons of Liberty Radio morning show host played the other day, and he sent it to me yesterday. He said, "You see this?" And I said, "No, it is a mockery of all that we are, friends, starting with the Lord." And it's not a good place to put yourself when you begin to mock the things of the living God. The Lord's not going to have it. You're not going to create a world without him, friends. It's never, listen to me, bad guys, good guys, it's never going to happen. You may think you're in control. You're not in control of anything. The Lord is using the evil of men to bring judgment back upon us. That's what's happening. When you see the good or the bad guys thinking that they're in control and they're having their way, judgment is already in that land. That's where we're at. Again, they're in control of nothing. Man, since day one, folks, have been trying to overthrow God's throne. And again, I'm here to tell you, that will never, ever in a million years happen. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. If you sow to the flesh, you're going to reap of the flesh corruption. If you sow to the Spirit, you're going to of the Spirit reap everlasting life. These men, these wicked, wicked men that think that God has forgotten nothing. As a matter of fact, they're playing right into the Lord's hands. And so are the good people that stand back and allow the bad guys to do the things that they do. I just had a quote this morning. As a matter of fact, I want to share that with you right now. And it was from some, it was a philosopher. Philosophers are, friends. They just copied, they extracted all their knowledge from the Christ and then they made it their own, or so they thought, and then they get rid of Christ. Well, Plato's one of those guys. He said, in truth, and it is in fact true, but it's directly extracted from the Bible, any truth that sets us free is Christ. Okay? John 8:32. The price of apathy towards public affairs is to be ruled by evil men. Let me say it again. The price of apathy towards public affairs, in other words, I'm going to have nothing to do with politics, is to be ruled by evil men. In other words, you're playing into the hands of evil men by doing nothing and being apathetic towards your duty and dereliction of duty towards God and man when you allow evil to prevail in the land. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, we'll be right back on the other side of this break. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at HERBANOMIC.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
With fall just around the corner and people settling down from their summertime vacations and activities, now is the perfect time to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. If you're an avid listener of the Sons of Liberty radio show and find yourself saying, I wish my friends and family could hear this message, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and members of our community that need to hear this convicting message of truth and be moved to action to make a difference with all the issues we are facing in America today. So if you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. Now is the perfect time to set up fall and winter events at your local church, patriot group, community center, school, or more. So give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. What I'm going to do is I'm going to get to this right away because I got a couple videos and I got to pepper you with some information in between. This is a video that Tim Brown just sent to me yesterday. I watched it and I just said, this is complete mockery. But these people think that they are going to ride roughshod over the will of God when in fact they're playing right into the will of God concerning judgment. And it's going to continue on unless the American people stand up and say, we're not putting up with it. So check this out. This is a video that was just recently done by Tim Cook. He's an absolute sodomite. He's so self-condemned, he wants to take it out on anybody that's normal. That's really the truth of the matter. Check this out, folks.
Welcome to Apple.
That's Tim right there.
Hi, I'm Tim.
You should be here any minute.
How's the weather coming in?
Hi, I'm Tim.
I'm going to do the offices already carbon neutral thing, right?
Yeah, all yours.
Okay, so they're sitting around a table talking, and then here comes Mother Nature mocking God. This is Apple, folks. Okay, hang on, guys.
I hope we didn't keep you waiting.
Okay, now here it comes. This is Mother Nature. Listen what she says.
Mother Nature.
Mother Nature, welcome to Apple. How is the weather getting in?
See, it's Mother Nature, not God the Father. There's thunder
the
rumbling
was
in the
however
background.
I wanted it to be.
And then she says, Mother Nature does, that the weather is whatever she wants her to be.
You promised to bring Apple's entire carbon footprint to zero by 2030. Henry David Thoreau over here said we have a profound opportunity to build a more sustainable future for the planet we share.
This is Apple.
I think our 10 o'clock said the same thing.
They all do. All right. This is my third corporate responsibility gig today, so who wants to disappoint me first?
Well, we've got some updates we are excited to share with you.
Materials, status.
Is there a materials person here?
Yes. We are in the process of eliminating all plastic from our packaging by the end...
Let me guess. 50 years from now when someone else is left holding the bag?
By the end of next year, actually.
And we're also kind of using...
I need to stop really quick, folks. All of this mindset is a communistic background, just so you know. This is all the ideologies and the doctrines of communism. All power goes to the state, and they're using the corporations to establish that. Notice how everything that God does, bad. We got to right what he's done that is bad. Case in point, I was just thinking about California when I just heard this. They're going to use everything natural. It's going to be recycled paper. It's going to be recycled aluminum, this, that, and the other thing, right? You know, look at the contradictions. I remember when I was in California, you could not have a plastic straw. If you had a plastic straw, the former governor, that devil, he said that you'll go to jail if you use a plastic straw. Okay, it's about preserving the environment, they say. That's what they say, right? Where did that paper straw come from? A tree that was cut down. Folks, every step of the way, these people contradict themselves. And see, if good people in this country under God... that say that they have eyes and they don't see and do on the behalf of reprobates, those that don't see because they can't see, because they're at war with God, they're self-condemned at every given step, they're going to lead the way. And you're allowing the blind to lead the blind into the ditch. That's what's happening in the country right now. The people in the mass are sitting back, allowing corruption to do the things that the corrupt do. So let's
aluminum in the enclosures of all our MacBooks, Apple TVs, Apple Watch.
What about iPod Shuffle?
It's a joke.
Don't you people make Ted Lasso?
Oh, that's a different group.
We're also phasing out leather in our iPhone cases.
What about Brando over there? They phasing you out too?
Oh.
What's next?
Electricity.
Electricity status.
We're operating on 100% clean electricity.
What runs on 100% clean electricity?
None of it makes sense, friends.
Store and data center runs on clean electricity, thanks to you and your powerful wind and sun.
And Apple mockery of the Lord. Carbon neutral.
Carbon
this
neutral.
Building is carbon neutral.
Hey, folks,
neutral?
Oh, yeah, also keep in mind, these are the people that are talking about being carbon neutral and cleaning the atmosphere. How do they get to and fro all these billionaires? How do all these globalists get around? On their little Learjets. What are they doing? They're contaminating the skies, or so they would have you believe. Here, this is one of the things that I like to ask people when it comes to this and global warming and these people of this mindset. What did the Lord do to survive the 6,000 years, 5,000, 6,000 years before you got here? When he said it was established and it will be sustained, it has been. No, all of this is to put in your minds that we have to do things a different way. No, we need to go back to the old past, Jeremiah 6:16, and the Bible is clear when it says not to give ourselves over to those that are given unto change. These are the ones that are being used to upend who we are. They're being used as a political battering ram, these corporations, our friends, doing the biddings of corruption in government, and the government is using these corporations to do what? To garner more control. That's all this is. This is a psychological manipulation is what it is. Let's finish this out.
Clean energy and eliminating greenhouse emissions. It's kind of like
it's all just
carbon neutrality.
And they have no idea what they're talking about.
I'm sorry.
You want to tell me how photosynthesis works too? Don't.
Also, over 300 suppliers have committed to using 100% clean, renewable electricity.
Clean, renewable. For those that didn't know, I just thought I'd share this with you. Electricity was meant to be free. Did you know that? Yeah, it was meant to be free, but they've made a bureaucracy out of that as well, haven't they? Yep, they have.
Jason, I'm proud to report that we're shipping more products by ocean rather than air, which reduces transportation emissions by 95%.
Oh, listen to this, and this is all fabricated, folks.
Not too
fabricated.
I'm also happy to report that we're investing in projects around the world that protect the Earth's soil, plants, and food.
CC friends, do you get this? Who's the problem? Anybody listening? Can anybody hear the messaging here? People are the problem, right? People are the problem. Do you not see this? Everything that they're talking about right now, people are the problem. They're the author of the problem. We need to get rid of the problem. And that's what they're trying to get into your minds. And for those that take it in, you better understand what you're taking in. You're taking on just like I said a couple minutes ago, a communistic ideology where all power and authority is given over to the state to control your lives. Don't doubt a word I'm saying, folks, because it's true.
Everyone says they're planting trees.
We've planted forests.
Wow, that's amazing.
Where? Paraguay, Brazil.
What, are you trying to save the tropical savanna?
Yes.
Yeah, they're trying
and
to. Hey, folks.
Also, restored...
they're saving the earth, but these are the ones that advocate for the murder of babies. You understand? Yeah, these are the ones that advocate what God condemns at every given turn. They want you to believe that somehow or another they're the heroes. Folks, they're the creators. They're those that are appointed to watch over the earth to make sure it remains in a better place at all times. And again, what they want you to believe is people are the problem. No, people, God's people, are not the problem. These are the kind of people that are the problem. What's happening is God's people are becoming the problem because they're not doing God's will on this earth as it is in heaven by dealing with these people lawfully. That's what's happening.
Mangroves in Colombia.
What else?
Grasslands in Kenya.
Yeah.
Our aim is to permanently remove carbon from the atmosphere.
Yeah, from our atmosphere, man. That's, we got to change.
What about your water usage?
We've reduced it.
By how much?
What? Hey, folks.
3 billion gallons.
We got to reduce water usage. This is all Apple. We gotta slow our roll. We can't use as much water as we've been using up. Last month, we went out to South Dakota because I did an interview out there with a friend of ours, Shad Olson. In the process, folks, for 8 hours, literally 8 hours, 99.9% of what I seen out there was prairie and water. Prairie and water, open land. These are the same people that are trying to convince you, friends, the world is overpopulated. Not even close. Have you ever been up in an airplane before? How long does it take you to figure out, folks, that there's not a land shortage? How long is it taking you, in many cases, friends, to figure out that there's not too many people on the planet? No, folks. Far from it. This is what the devil wants you to believe because he wants to self-destruct. He wants to destroy man's creation. And this is what he's been doing since the beginning of time. He mocks God at every given turn. And now these just happen to be, in the present, his said representatives that want to do the same thing. Read John 8:44.
63 million? Billion.
63 billion gallons of water. Water usage, hey man, we've cut it down. Now Mother Nature is walking around, deciding what she's going to do, and taking another step towards mocking
the
things of God.
We've invented and retooled almost every part of our process.
Okay, then what Tim Cook says now, the sodomite,
but there's still
this abomination in the face of God, says that everything's going to be fixed by 2030. Are you going to allow that to happen, Americans? Are you going to allow them to destroy what they say that they're going to fix? Because if you look at their track record, friends, that's exactly what they're responsible for doing. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Israeli troops have surrounded Gaza and are preparing to go in and flush out the terrorist organization Hamas. Israel said its forces have split Gaza into North Gaza and South Gaza after troops reached Gaza's coastline. The U.S. continues to push for a humanitarian pause in fighting, but Israel has ignored the Biden administration, saying all hostages held by Hamas would need to be released first as a part of the deal. Recent attacks in Iraq and Syria against American forces may have resulted in injuries to as many as 45 U.S. service members. According to NBC News, this number is more than double what the Biden administration had disclosed. Since October, bases housing U.S. personnel have been targeted in dozens of attacks. It's believed that the drone attacks and rocket attacks were carried out by Hezbollah, financed by Iran. Lance Pry, USA News.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Okay, so folks, yep, here it is. Oh, I hate to say it. This is what they're re-engaging to do in California. Mask mandate reinstated, a step backwards or necessary precaution. Wow, that's crazy. I thought there was some sort of legislation, right? This legislation that stops federally, by the way, to stop anybody from telling you that you better put a mask on your face. There's never been a law that said that they could make you do it. Just think about that. Isn't it the Biden administration today concerning the experimental jab distancing themselves from it by accusing those that listen to them and their commands concerning forcing people to take them vaccinations, as they call them, the experimental vaccinations? Aren't they suing them now? Yep. Do you see what's going on here, folks? Yep. They're self-inflicting, and they don't care if you go with them. Okay, but what I am here to tell you, folks, I knew this was going to come back in certain portions of the country. And this Gavin Newsom here, folks, he was clearly recalled by the people. They got over 250,000 more votes than what were needed. They even took a poll from those that were coming into America illegally. They wanted Gavin Newsom removed, just so you can see how the media counters the truth every step of the way. Where is Gavin Newsom? This is all we have to do is put the burden of proof where it needs to be. Where is Gavin Newsom actually deriving his authority to make anybody put a mask on their face? Where'd the federal government ever assume that authority? Can somebody show me? 1-866-582-9933. Oh, by the way, if you want to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, and or beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. And again, if you want to call in, please do. Phone lines are back up. They were down for about 4 days. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. 582-9933. Now, look at this. I'm going to show you something on social media platforms. Here's the manufacturers telling you that the masks do not prevent what they call the variant COVID, which is a strain of the cold. That's all it is. Look at all these that are telling you that they do not prevent disease. But yet, people listen to this nonsense. Gavin Newsom? Come on, guys. Come on. Enough of this nonsense. My goodness. Seriously. Let's go to another topic. London County High School students walk out of class in protest of a bathroom policy. Who's implementing bathroom policies telling kids, other people's kids, which the state has none of, the state has no children, where's the state deriving delegated authority to tell you that you better put a sign on a bathroom door in your public school, right, telling boys that they can use the girls' bathrooms if that's how they identify, and vice versa? Again, if you're going to tolerate it, guess what? They're going to do it. Edmund Burke was right when he said they'll always do whatever you let them get away with, and it's exactly what they're getting away with. Can somebody show me the law that they're making reference to and saying to the kids across America, other people's kids, hey, listen, if that boy calls himself or identifies as a girl, you better let him go ahead and use the girl's bathroom. And look at the crimes that ensue. Where's that law? No. They don't have a law that they're making reference to, but I can show you a law that condemns it. Leviticus 18:22, 20:13, Romans 1:26, start there, go to the end of the chapter, go to Jude 1:7, the list goes on. 29 different references to the condemnation of sodomy in every state of our country. Our forefathers used to call their states countries, by the way. But every state in our country condemns sodomy. And yet the students in Loudoun County have to take to the streets and protest the adults that are trying to normalize the crime. The kids are going to despise the older generation. Oh my goodness. They're having to defend themselves. It's pretty crazy what's happening, folks. I'd probably better go to this one next. I want to give you some good news at the end of this day. I really do. Did you see this? Target CEO accused of lying about children's LGBTQ, RSTUV, WXYZ merchandise. Of course, we protested Target. Why wouldn't we protest Target? We haven't been to Target in 14 years, folks. When they started their nonsense concerning what they called gay marriage, which has never been in the history of mankind, guess what we did? We said, we are done with them. And we have not walked into that store one time. Not one person in my family's walked into that store in 14 years. We're not going to support that nonsense. But I am kind of curious why the government hasn't rounded these people up that are advocating for crimes against children, why they have not been incarcerated yet and charged properly. Anybody wondering how that works? Why is it that Target can just go ahead and do whatever they want to do? Why is it that Target and big corporations across the country are pushing the same and advocating for the same agenda that the government and the mainstream media just at the same time just happen to be pushing? I'm being facetious. I said to my friends on live chat just a couple minutes ago, I feel like Elijah on top of Mount Carmel mocking would people tolerate the false prophets. Remember when he said, how long will you falter between two opinions? Either the Lord is God or he's not. Oh, he is. He is. For all the things that we've been highlighting over the last 20 years, have you not seen that the Lord gets the last word in every single time? Oh, yes, he does. Yes, he does. Let me make another point here, friends. This is revolver.news.com. Interestingly enough, not only are the American people sitting down and watching the said criminal treasonous administration, Article 3, Section 3, Luke 22:48, appoint men dressed up as women as heads to military branches in the country, but guess what you're now starting to pay for, Americans, on top of murdering innocent babies? See, they all want you to be a part of the plan. They all want you to be just as guilty as them. That's how the devil works. Right? You ever notice criminals want to get around other people? They're guilty of crime. They feel comfortable with them because they're both guilty. And if they're not, they work on innocence to what? Bring them down to their level of crime and condemnation. debauchery. The list goes on. But look at this, folks. Congrats, America, is the headlines. Congrats, American taxpayers. You just paid for this male soldier. God made them male and female. Genesis chapter 5, right? Male and female. But Americans just paid for this male soldier to get his facial feminization procedure done. You're becoming a laughingstock, Americans, because of what you tolerate. You know, I've said before, and I'll say it again, a lot of these nationalists coming in across the border illegally, they're here to get you, Americans. A lot of them, not all of them, but they're here to get you. And I'm going to tell you why they're here to get you. They hate your guts. You don't know why they hate your guts? They hate your guts because of what you Americans have tolerated your politicians to do to their countries. They want to get you back. Oh, that's a fact. And we will all reap what we allow, rather it be good or rather it be evil. It's a promise. Nobody can denounce or deny what I just said. It's a law in the spirit. You reap what you sow. Period. You reap what you sow. And you allow this to be sown. Guess what? You are allowing government to feminize your military in the face of the law, which is supposed to be you. What do you think foreign countries are looking to do? You're allowing them to be strengthened against what you tolerate in your own country. And I said yesterday, and I'll say it again, Joe Biden has been found out, and we've known this for a long time. He's been known as a communist player for China in many different ways. He acts just like them. How many times have I pointed out that the way they act is foreign to the U.S. Constitution? It is. And the American people would know the difference if they took the time to read it. But since they don't, this is what we have. You guys all see this, right? Remember, this is all brand new information. Nashville Covenant School trans shooters manifest has been leaked. Wow. Isn't it interesting how many times... September 11, 2001. We were told by the media that we were attacked by Muslims. The very next day, the FBI had a full and thorough investigation done, and they had all the culprits on the front page of the paper the very next day. The very next day. This happened in March of 2023, March 27th, and we still haven't gotten her manifesto. Okay, a her that wanted to be a boy, right? All this confusion is purposed. It's confusion of face, folks. This Audrey Elizabeth Hale, who called herself a transgender, former student murdered 3 9-year-olds and 3 adults last month in a mass shooting at the school. Hale fired off 152 rounds during the targeted attack. Targeted attack. Where? In a gun-free zone. What do these mass shooters look for? Gun-free zones. Instead of the American people rounding up lawfully, the politicians that have created policies to create gun-free zones, not realizing they're responsible for every one of those innocent dead people in a gun-free zone, they allow them to go ahead and attack their Second Amendment so sooner or later they can disarm you and have absolute control over 100% of you and your lives. And the point that I was just making a moment ago is an interesting, folks. After September 11th, we had the whole download one day later. March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November. 9 months later, we got this information because it was leaked. But did you know that the courts and the police have been doing their best to conceal this information? I want to tell you why they want to conceal the information. Because they can't have this girl that wants to be a boy put in the light of one of those lone wolves because it doesn't fit their narrative. They got to show you that they're the victims, not the perpetrators. Once again, they're found out. We'll be right back.
We are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Michael Anderson. I am a Marine Corps veteran and contributing writer at Sons of Liberty Media. Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are on the leading edge, explaining the power of the Constitution and the biblical principles that made America the greatest country on earth. I'm proud to be a contributor with Bradley and his team as they spread the message of the truths found in the Constitution to thousands of Americans.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Want to show you this really quick because it's amazing how people are looking to Elon Musk as the next hero of our constitutional republic. Isn't it interesting? Every direction you look, there's Elon Musk just in time. Where did Elon Musk come from? Well, I first noticed him during the pandemic when they jacked up the gas prices to $4 to $5 in the Midwest here, which is super high, $3 more than what we're supposed to be paying, at least we were previously to the current administration. And we noticed that when they jacked up the gas prices, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, comes these electric cars called Teslas. And here's this guy named Elon Musk, and he talks like us and he acts like us. At least publicly he does. But people didn't pay attention to the fact that he's a total Satanist. His mother's an occultist. I've showed these pictures to you. The woman that he has children with, her name is Grimes. She's a self-proclaimed witch. She sounds more like a breeder than she does anything. That's what they call them in the Satanic Church, by the way. But here, folks, this is what I showed the people last Halloween. It's like he's not hiding anything, folks. He's not. He's got a goat with an upside-down cross on his breastplate, in his arm plates, the same thing. On his legs, he had the same thing. Here's a better picture of it for you. He's a full-blown Satanist, and here's a picture of him and his mommy. She's a whack. They're all a part of the elitist globalist folks. And when I say that, I want you to say that. I want you to understand that I say that with a smile on my face. These people are pathetic. What is a man to gain if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? These people think they're better than me and you. And folks, they think they see. They think they're the enlightened ones. They think they're going to show us what direction we have to go in life when they're blinded by the enemy of their souls. And this willfully. It's embarrassing. He's got Baphomet on his clothes. And again, you can't make it up. He's not hiding anything. This is the guy that wants to put a little chip in the back of your head so he can track you worldwide. Hey, folks, the story is Albert Pike, the head of the Masons, the guy that's burning in hell right now, and rightfully so, if you see it the way that the Lord sees it, if you hold his heart. God is angry with the wicked every day. He had his opportunity, and he kept his game on his whole life, warring against the very God that sent his son to die for his sin, and he refused it. God didn't refuse him. He refused God. But he was the guy, Albert Pike, that said, when the people, listen carefully, all of your heroes that have been put up, the good guys in government, in the church, 1 Kings 13:33, they're not your friends. They're called controlled opposition. They're there to show you they're the standard. They're there appointed to keep you in line, period. It's a fact. I would love to get one of these guys on the program. I would love, folks, these guys avoid me like the plague. Like the plague. And if I was them, I'd avoid Bradley Dean like the plague too. Why? Because I'm asking real questions. They're not going to want to answer. It is that simple. It truly is. Here's old Elon now. I guess he's another hero for the conservatives of the day, no matter how you show them or tell them. They don't listen. They don't see. They have eyes, but they don't see. They have ears, but they don't hear. And at this point, purposefully and willfully, Jeremiah 5:21, but this is his new outfit. He's not hiding anything, folks. He's a devil. He's a hero that's been delivered up when the people need him. And what are the people taking him as? Just that. They drink the Kool-Aid. The people don't listen. They're gluttons for punishment. You know, what kind of brings me to the case in point of how many people I deal with where, you know, for the last 4 years, I called Trump out the day before he even got into office. It just takes a little discernment. He's a bad con man. He's a gossip. Nothing more, nothing less. Doesn't know what he's talking about in the sense of what when it comes to who we are, where it is that we came from. He knows how to talk as a globalist. But the fact of the matter is, folks, he doesn't know how to talk as a president because he's not presidential. He doesn't have the stuff to be the president. And he's been groomed in the media for 30 years in a positive light, and the people didn't figure that out. And then when he gets into office, he tells them what they want to hear, and then he does the opposite of what he says he's going to do in making America great again. They didn't want to see the fruit. They just wanted to believe what old Donnie says. That's the same thing with Elon Musk. And the point that I was going to make with Donald Trump is I called him out the day before he got into the office. He's a con man. Nobody wanted to listen. Do you know how many people are now awake to that? Because I held to my guns. I never knew that, Bradley. Thank you for sharing me. Oh, I didn't want to hear that, but I'm glad you told me what I didn't need to hear. But or, I'm sorry, what I needed to hear rather than what I wanted to hear. Oh, I see them all. Yep. People have to suffer the abuse before they open their eyes. Well, what I'm trying to say is how many times I've seen people mal-learn concerning Donald Trump, and then another politician's thrown out there, and they go right after another politician. They didn't learn. They didn't learn. I want you to listen to this.
Joe.
I don't know who this is. Somebody sent it to me. I want to show you the new billionaire, Elon Musk. I just want to show the picture, and then I want you to listen to the audio, because this is about Elon Musk and knowing who he is. And he has a lot to say concerning what I have said. He's saying the exact same thing, so I really appreciate it. So much so that I wanted to play it for you.
I want to talk about the elephant in the room, which is Elon Musk. We continue to see Elon Musk every year on Satan's favorite holiday, well, reveal himself to the people out there, because they love to use Halloween, not just as a day of celebrating Satan himself. They love to use this day and dress up in costumes and show you really who they are and who they worship. Yet many of the dumbed down people out there, because they believe that Twitter, or now known as X, is a beacon of freedom and free speech, because they don't censor apparently on that platform, even though I've seen plenty of content censored. I also see the same nonsense fact-checking boxes thrown underneath every single post made over there. But for some reason, the dumbed-down society we live in, the people who claim to be conservative or Republican, seem to love this guy, even though he's tied into pretty much every single agenda that would be tied in to the New World Order, including the Neuralink, which I'll get into, including, of course, other agendas like, I don't know, pretending to go out into space when you can't, right? There's plenty of things that Elon Musk is involved in that should wake people up. The Neuralink, most importantly, should make people frightened, and of course the AI technology that he promotes. But I just want to start by showing you what he decided to dress as this year on Halloween.
Artificial intelligence, AI.
Elon Musk decided to dress as Anubis, you know, these Egyptian loser gods that these Satanists worship.
On the left.
All obviously in their teachings. This goes back to Babylonian teachings. You can see this even in the Freemasonic books. They have their Freemasonic Bibles that inside these Bibles teach of all the Egyptian gods. So he decided to dress up as this giant dog, which is, well, pretty embarrassing. But that's what these people are. They love these Egyptian gods. And, of course, Anubis is, you know, he
don't worship anything but God.
Conductor of souls. He is associated with the dead and the underworld. And of course, this should be something that conservatives see, and they should say to themselves, hey, you know, these Egyptian gods are a problem, you know, we shouldn't be. But they don't. Just like when Elon Musk dressed up last year. What did he dress up as last year? Does anybody know? Come on, wait for it, right? I covered it last year. Oh, he had the Baphomet, right, on his chest, and everybody out there was like, what's the big deal, right? He just has the Baphomet right in front of your faces, but he's a beacon of hope, and there's nothing wrong with this guy. Now, of course, let's talk a little bit more about the Neuralink, because we're hearing more and more stories promoting the brain chip. And here's another article from within the last week or so, 2 weeks, about, from The Economist, by the way. If you don't know The Economist, they always have covers on their yearly magazine with predictive programming all
just
over.
Just like Simpsons.
Showing you what's to come.
Just like
year,
The Simpsons.
Does come true.
Predictive programming.
And what they're trying to do now is ease people in to the reality of the brain implant and getting them to want the brain implant. So they're continually desensitizing people, but just putting story after story after story out. I've been covering it as much as I can because it's very integral and key to people not.
Okay, so you guys get the point. As what people will worship, and they think that Elon Musk somehow or another is one of us. No, he's not. He's pushing further than most of what you call your enemies are pushing, friends. And again, he wants to put a brain chip in humans so they can be tracked. And they're trying to sell it to the people as being a good thing. Who's doing that? The Satanist right here, Elon Musk. What a clown. What an absolute clown. Read Acts 19, by the way, showing you what men will worship. Cool.
Compliment your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.